You're listening to KXT 91.7. I'm Joe Cozera. And you know, you hear the word catharsis used a lot in art and music, and I'd pretty much call catharsis a buzzword these days. And it's defined as purifying or figurative cleansing of the emotions, especially pity and fear. Our guests in studio today have a lot to write about for their newest album, but unlike some songwriters who use catharsis as their objective, the songs on the album Black Swan talk about both win and misfortune, loss and triumph, and error and victory. Athlete from Southeast London has been called some of the UK's finest songsmiths. They are Ivor Novello Award winners, and they're in town to play tonight at the House of Blues. They've dropped by to chat a while, play us a few songs. Welcome, Athlete, to KXT.
Thank you very much. That's probably the best intro we've ever had.
It's the best description of Black Swan that we've ever had.
We sound really good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, introduce us.
I'm Carey.
And I am Joel.
Okay, and you're lead singer.
Joel's lead singer. I sing along every now and again, and usually play the one with four strings rather than the one with six.
I see. Okay, are you the bass player then?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to play a song, but why did you choose Athlete for the name?
Oh, my goodness. You know, we just had a show that we were going to play after we spent about a year writing a bunch of songs, and we never came up with a name during that time. And so about 3 or 4 days before this show, we thought we better come up with a name. So it was just the first thing that came along. And the only rule we had was we're not going to have the word "the" at the front.
Athletes.
Yeah, you know, because loads of bands and artists were doing that at that particular point in time. So, yeah, we're quite proud of that.
I'm very proud.
Really proud of the fact we don't have the there.
Well, there is a band called the.
I know.
Yeah. So what are we going to hear first?
Well, there's a song called Superhuman Touch. It's the first track on Black Swan. Shall we play it for you now?
Please do, absolutely.
And 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm on fire and nothing's gonna hold me back. Endless blue sky and a pocket full of tricks to try. Oh, you pick a color and I sing it for you. I know you feel the same way. Say, say, say you feel the same way. Fingertips alive, superhuman touch. Can't get enough this electric love. Burning the sun with just a wave of your hand. Sparks flying out in every direction. There's more of this to come. Think you must be heaven. Burning the sun with just a wave of your hand. I'm on fire. Golden echoes upon my face. Tell those dreamers they can dream up all they like in this place. Oh, you pick a color and I sing it for you. I know you feel the same way. Say, say, say you feel the same way. Fingertips alive, superhuman touch. Can't get enough this electric love. Burning the sun with just a wave of your hand. Sparks flying out in every direction. There's more of this to come. Think it must be heaven. Burning the sun with just a wave of your hand. And just one day like this will keep me going on. Tender kisses will keep me going on. Oh, fingertips alive, superhuman touch. Can't get enough this electric love. Burning the sun, just a wave of your hand. Sparks flying out in every direction. There's more of this to come. Think you might.
ever burn in the sun, just a wave of your hand. Oh, it seems all hell is broken loose. It couldn't be more beautiful. I just want to burn the sun with you. Oh, I'm messed up, garden to inspire the greatest minds in all their power. I just want to burn the sun with you in just a wave of your hand.
Very, very nice. Joel Pott, Kerry Willits are the part of the band Athlete. You just heard Superhuman Touch from the new album called Black Swan here on KXT 91.7. So what is the Black Swan Theory?
The Black Swan Theory. Well, we actually stole it from a book, if I'm honest. basically, nobody used to believe that black swans existed. All swans used to be white. In fact, it used to be a saying for something that was impossible. It was a black swan. Until they discovered Australia, suddenly discovered black swans exist. And so it's become this metaphor for those things you don't expect that come out of the blue, both good and bad. It can be, I don't know, it could be the credit crunch, it could be like the crash of our financial system, it could be the birth of a child, it could be an oil spill in the Gulf. Do you know what I mean? It can be all these things that come out of the blue but shape who we are and kind of, make us who we are. And so this album's kind of full of those kind of moments for us, from birth to death to relationships, all those kind of things are in there.
So you recorded Black Swan without a label?
We did, yeah. I mean, initially, when we started writing for this album, we were on EMI, and then when that ship kind of started to sink, we just found ourselves, without a label, and so, you know, we never one second, thought, oh, well, that's the end of the band. You know, you just go, well, we're in the process of making a new record, and it kind of spurred us on more, I think, really, to go, right, okay, let's do this and make it extra special, And when things are kind of on a knife's edge, I think, then it kind of inspires you more creatively. And so that's how we made the record. We made it without a label, and then once the record was made, we then took it to a label and found a home, which is great. So.
And on the album, you had an American producer mixing tracks here, doing like virtual sessions, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a guy called Tom Rothrock who he just heard a couple of tracks and loved it and got on the phone to me and just said love to work with you said like that, there's not much money, and he just said, okay, well, it doesn't matter, let's just get to it, and so we did,
we actually recorded half the record in LA, a place called Sunset Sound. We recorded some things where Prince and Led Zeppelin and everybody's recorded at some point, the Beach Boys, and then we recorded some of it up at his house in the Hollywood Hills overlooking the valley, which was quite nice.
And then some of it this way you're saying, which is, it's very strange, really, way of doing it. I would not recommend it to anyone, really. But it is it's amazing, Tom was sitting in LA, we're sitting in London, and just, you've got iChat, Skype or whatever open, and you can communicate that way, and then his computer kind of controls our computer.
It's very weird.
So you're watching faders fly and kind of on their own almost.
Near enough, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it worked, but yeah, like you say, it probably would have been a lot quicker if we were all in the same room going, no, yes, no. But.
And he's not just any producer. He produced Beck, Foo Fighters, Elbow.
Yeah. Elliot Smith. Yeah. He's done a lot of really great people. I mean, that's partly, we almost worked with him actually on our very first record. For one reason or another, we didn't. So it was quite nice to eventually kind of scratch that itch and get to work with him.
Great. How about another song?
Absolutely, sure. Yeah.
What's this one?
This one is called Wild Wolves. It's actually on a deluxe edition of the record. So you'll have to pay your extra dollars for that if you like this tune. All right.
As a friendly fire wasn't quite enough, You go and drop this bomb on us. And the devil stood there, drenched in sand. I'm here to give you a helping hand. Oh, wild wolves always stare me out. Well, I'm not running, I'm not running. Wild wolves always stare me out. Well, I'm not running, I'm not running away. And the desert brought news from the west. Well, this could be your biggest test. Oh, sir, grab your gun and your survival kit. We're gonna get through the very worst of this. Oh, wild wolves always stare me out. Well, I'm not running, I'm not running. Wild wolves always stare me out. Well, I'm not running, I'm not running away. And my soul is a dark place, but I know your love, I know your love. My soul is a dark place, and my soul is a lonely one, but I'm not alone, I'm not alone. My soul is a lonely one, but I'm not alone, I'm not alone. Oh, wild wolves always stare me out. Well, I'm not running, I'm not running. Wild wolves always stare me out. Well, I'm not running, I'm not running away.
You just heard Wild Wolves from Athlete. They're live here in the studio at KXT 91.7, and that's on the new album. It's the deluxe edition of Black Swan. Really, really nice. Great songs. Really Thanks. Enjoying your songs and great harmony and everything. And by the way, those of you who can't see at home, Joel's got wolves on his T-shirts.
There's
a bear.
It's the famous Queen shot.
I got you.
Yeah.
But with wolves.
You're right.
But with wolves. Yeah.
As Freddie Mercury there is as the there yeah,
there
you go.
There he is.
Many of your songs have been used for television and mainly American television. How does that work? Do you get called up and go, hey, we'd like to use your song on our show?
No, they don't ask. Oh, they just
That's
use
not entirely
it.
True. They do now and again.
They do, yeah.
But every now and again, someone goes, I heard your song on that. And you're like, did you? Oh, great. Okay, thanks. That's nice to know. But no, often we do get a call like going, do you mind if it goes on? Well, that song went on Gossip Girl. Do you mind if it goes on Gossip Girl? I rang my sister and went, what's Gossip Girl? she explained to me. I was like, yeah, it's fine. So yeah, you do get asked that again.
Do you notice then a boost in the sales of the song, or downloads of the song after the TV show would air? Or
I think you do if people know who it is.
Right.
So it's one of those things. Often on lots of shows, you hear songs and you have to go and check the website to even find out who it is. So yeah. When people know who it is, I think it makes a big difference.
Joel, can you tell us what Black Swan Song is about?
I can, yeah, over my folk tuning. Hang on a sec.
Great
it is. And yeah, Black Swan Song, it was written about 4 years after my grandpa passed away. And he was an incredible man, really. He was a major in the Second World War. And just he had this experience during the Second World War where he was shot in the leg and in the arm. He'd led 120 men in the Battle of Arnhem, and there were only 14 of them left during this kind of final standoff in which he was wounded. And cut a long story short, I mean, he was found by three Dutch guys, taken to a prisoner of war hospital, stayed there 2 weeks, then thought, well, the only, you know, the right thing for a man of rank to do is to escape. So he escaped. Swam across a river with his leg in plaster cast, and before he was found again and taken back given a little bit more security to watch over him after that. But I think because of that experience, he was able to live the rest of his life to, you know, its fullest, because he was prepared to die at the age of 27, which kind of really struck me, you know, once you hit that age and you go, wow, okay, so at that age that, you know, I am, then, or maybe a bit past, you know, he was prepared to die. And so, yeah, it's quite challenging, really. And this song, Black Swan Song, came out about that and about his passing.
And he passed away not too long ago.
Yeah. It's about 5 years ago now, yeah.
And proceeds from the sale of that single were donated to the Royal British Legion.
Yeah, that's right.
And you performed the song at Trafalgar Square.
Yeah. I mean, that was amazing. You know, it's just, you know, that kind of thing. Such a privilege to play at. You know, real honor to do that. So
fantastic. How about one more song then?
Sure.
Let's do it. Yeah.
What's this one?
This one's called "The Getaway," and it's going to be our first single here in the States. I never really know who you are. You could be a ghost for all I know. Whenever you're home, picking up pieces of my heart, like leaves that have fallen on our garden path. Well, who's gonna fly your plane when you need to make your getaway? But I'm still holding on, calling you back home, calling you back. I never really know who you are. You could be a ghost for all I know. Whenever you're home, used to be closer than my skin. I turn a blind eye to the odds, and I bet everything. Who's gonna fly a plane when you need to make your getaway? But I'm still holding on, calling you back home, calling you back. You hear my flesh and my bones, they're calling you back home, calling you back. This house lives in silence. Just so I can feel, at least I would have something that I could believe. But I'm still holding on, calling you back home, calling you back. In my flesh and my bones, they're calling you back home, calling you back. Oh, 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 oh.
Very, very nice. You just heard The Getaway from Athlete, live here in the studio at KXT 91.7. Athlete was our guest today, Joel Pott, Kerry Willits, and the latest album is called Black Swan. They play tonight here in Dallas at the House of Blues, tomorrow in Austin at Stubbs Barbecue, and Saturday night in Houston at Mango's. Joel and Kerry, thank you very, very much.
Thanks for having us. Thanks. Cheers.
This is KXT 91.7. I'm Joe Cazera. KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.